Yep.
And that, and the more threes you shoot, the fewer free throws you're going to get. So, like, it's all, you know, this is kind of a nerdy segment today.
Yeah, but no, analytics are not just baseball.
They're not.
It's a basketball.
They're not.
And I remember the first time Bo was explaining that, we're in one of his radio shows or whatever, and we make fun of Bo a lot because of his press conferences that go all over the lot. Dude is ungodly smart. You know, with basketball, and that's why getting into the nerdy part of it, that's why guys like A.J. Van Handel and others look at effective field goal percentage.
That's right.
Deep dive into that.
So 1.0 is the goal. Be 1.0 on offense or better,
yep.
Or be 1.0 or worse on defense. Keep the other team below. Just for example, if Wisconsin would have done this here, it would have flipped five of their losses to wins. If it had been 1.0 in certain games like Indiana, Kansas, etc., it would have flipped five of them. So 1.0 is the goal. See if they can do it tonight.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic, really, if you're a basketball fan, a hardcore fan.
You can say nerd.
Okay, yeah, if you're a nerd.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on the flight over here, I'm reading an SI, a Sports Illustrated piece done by Chris Ballard about the NBA, about how post-ups just aren't, you don't do it nearly as much. I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon used to tutor Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and not to mention other bigs. And after a while, I was like, man, don't have any clients now because teams aren't playing that way. It's the Steph Curry factor or whatever you want to call it.
Big Ten's one of the rare leagues that still has feature big men.
It is kind of a turn back the clock mode. And with exceptional, with guys like Zach Edey, to name one, and there are many others, obviously, in this league. But then you've got guys like Stephen Crowell who can step out, Hunter Dickinson of Michigan who can step out. But it's a fun little topic. Thought we'd try something a little different tonight. You're a basketball nerd like us. You like that. That's Patrick Hurd. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
All right, stay with us. More to come as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're
born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Bryce Jordan Center, the Wisconsin Badgers ready to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Both teams 5-7 in Big Ten play. Penn State 14-9 overall, half game better than the 13-9 Wisconsin Badgers. Both teams trying to get things straightened out. They both have been scuffling. You know about the Badgers. It's been a little rough stretch for Micah Shrewsbury's team as well, but they are 11-1 in this building, the one loss to Michigan State. So a team that really knows how to take care of business at home. Badgers trying to continue their winning ways against Penn State. Wisconsin has won 17 of the last 18 games. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Pre-game show continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, one of the fascinating aspects of someone who does what I do is you get to watch a group of coaches, players, punch through when things aren't easy, and the greatest teams ever have tough times. Do you rely, obviously they're going to rely on you and your staff to put them in the best positions, but do you guys as a staff rely on guys, Chucky's only a sophomore, but a guy like Tyler, and maybe Chucky to an extent, or Stevie, guys who've been around the block a little bit to help kind of lead the way for some of the younger guys here?
Yeah, we definitely, it's a group effort. Everybody has, a part in it, and you lean on your leadership group. You work with your leadership group. They don't have to do everything, but, it's back and forth. Hey, what are you guys seeing? What are you guys feeling? Where can we help make it better, make it easier, et cetera? So it's no different than probably really any other time, because we're always, whether you're on a roll or not on a roll or anywhere in between, you're always communicating with your guys in your locker room and trying to, because we know we're all in this together.
Yeah, part of that is watching the energy in practice every day. And every year we come to a point where I like to mention the scouts and what they do. And like one guy in particular
this game really jumped out was Luke Hurdle. You know, what he needed to do, what you need him to do. That guy just steps up and delivers.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he played a terrific Jalen Pickett. Hopefully we do a better job on the real Jalen Pickett tonight than we did on Luke. But when Isaac Lindsay playing right around, you know, mimicking funk. So, you know, this scout team has done a great job all year of giving us really good looks. You know, and some of those guys, you know, like an Isaac, like a Marcus Silver, at times Chris Hodges, Kamari McGee have been platooning back and forth. So they've got to wear multiple hats at once. They go from, you know, mimicking the opponent to come on over here with coach. Now you got to guard it, and then we got to run offense against it, and et cetera. So everybody's done a really good job of helping this group fight through everything.
I've had any number of players tell me through the years how much fun they have in the scout team work. I would imagine Isaac Lindsay didn't hate being Andrew Funk, or Luke Hurdle didn't hate being Jalen Pickett, given the usage. I mean, but that they still have to help everybody else, but they have a lot of fun with those roles.
They've over the years, that's always been scout team hat and rotation hat is much different. There's no accountability on the scout team. So if you throw it away a couple times, so what? If you miss six shots in a row, shoot six more. So they have fun with it. And obviously you can really, you know, it helps guys in terms of development. It helps guys learn the game because they get to, you know, watch a coach put a scout together, have to learn it really quick, got to go out and run it. So I think it helps, you know, our younger guys. We've always had guys come through that, you know, developmental. That's part of our developmental program is to the guys that, you know, work on the scout team and get better every day.
And there have been guys that's been their primary role in their careers. And you can go through any number of guys. They really embrace it. I think of a Dan Fahey time, Tanner Bronson, Coach Bronson now. It's like, next up, let's get the scouting report, and they're the ones who gather.
Yeah, they do. They take great ownership and great pride in it. You know, and I think they understand that on game night, they're probably not going to get any or many reps, but their contributions in a way they can help the team is what they do every day, not only in our locker room, but how they help with the, you know, like I said, replicating the opponent we're playing.
Yep, really important players in this and any program across the country. We'll take a break. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard as Wisconsin gets ready for game two with Penn State. And they're like any number of teams, I guess, Greg, teams tend to be better on their home floor than away. But these splits are a little bit more dramatic than others.
Yeah, this group here with Penn State has been exceptional here at home. I think 10-1, at least. I think the only one has been Michigan State, came in here early in December. But everybody else that's come in here in league play and really overall, even non-conference, they haven't come out of here successful. So hopefully we've got the recipe to come in and get it done here tonight.
I know the first time around, and even on your radio show earlier this week, talked about how Penn State plays a little bit differently, and among other things, the ball really does move, right? I mean, Pickett will sometimes back people down, but when they need to move it, they can.
Yeah, spacing is really good. Obviously, when you have that many shooters and that much experience on the floor, I think that's the key for them, is not only the shooters, but also the experience they have on the floor, combined with, like, you got Jalen Pickett out there. You know, they don't really have a true post player, so they use him in some of those regards to either dribble back his way in or make plays in the paint, and then drive and kick and play out of the post that way.
Yeah, they are somebody, you just mentioned it. They don't. So there are times they really go with a smaller lineup, which, you know, that's a challenge in and of itself.
It is. It's five guards with probably the biggest guy out on the court, 6'5", 6'4". So that really, you have to really be on high alert and stay true to your rules and understand, who you're guarding. And then fortunately, like I said, with our system, all of our guys are used to chasing shooters around and understand, the importance of running guys off the three-point line, the technique. So it's something that I think has helped us in the first game. Hopefully it helps us again here tonight.
Final thought, earlier in the week I asked you about this is a little bit unusual, this kind of a four-night road trip. It is and it isn't, because you guys you've been overseas, you've been to the Bahamas. In the guts of a conference season, it's maybe not typical, but the fact that your guys have been through this a little bit kind of helps.
Yeah, I think that helps. And I think also, you may not realize it now here on Wednesday night, but we're playing here 8:30 Eastern time. You're looking or later if we slide. We don't know that yet.
Probably.
But then just when you add it all together, by the time we get back to Madison tonight, then you're pretty much Thursday's a wash because of the lateness. And then you're right back on the plane on Friday. It just, as we looked at this months ago when the Big Ten schedule came out, it made sense to kind of package this together and stay on the road that really help us with the rest factor.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
Go the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
And that removes built-up grease, baked on oil, and heavy road grime easily from your vehicle's engine? That's Gunk. G-U-N-K. As in Gunk Engine Degreaser. Or the new Gunk Degreasing Wipes. Both on sale now at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for only $5.99. Made to deliver a heavy-duty clean, Gunk is now on sale for only $5.99. Only at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference.
A
Let's check out tonight's Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Michigan pulling away in Ann Arbor over Nebraska. Less than 3 minutes to play. Wolverines lead 88-67. 5-6 Wolverines in double figures. Jed Howard leading the way with 19 points. Badgers play at Nebraska on Saturday. And Mike, I think K-State Tominaga is going to be a problem. He has 24 tonight. There's raining shots inside, outside against Penn State on Sunday.
And they've needed that type of production because they're a little bit shorthanded right now. They've lost two players to season-ending injuries, Emmanuel Vandermel and Juwan Gary, and maybe not big scores, but they were factors in their rotation.
Big defensive players. They really tried to change their philosophy. Fred Hoiberg has to be a much better defensive team. Now, I just mentioned Michigan's about ready to hang 90 on them, but they have been a better defensive team, but clearly they have missed those two guys. Among the highlights last night at the Big Ten, Indiana continues to roll 66-60 over Rutgers. Zach Edey has talked to Patricus. Zach Edey's in his own galaxy. Otherwise, I don't know who's playing better than TJD right now, Trace Jackson Davis.
Nobody, to be honest. He had 20 points, 18 rebounds, and 6 assists. The difference maker last night, though, was Miller Kopp.
Yep.
Miller Kopp had 18 points. Well, Mulcahy struggled from the floor and wound up with only 5, took just 4 attempts.
Yep, Michigan State a winner over Maryland. Terps 3 of 22 from the 3-point line in that game. Again, Michigan leads Nebraska 88-67, about 2.5 minutes left in that game at the Chrysler Center. That is your Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run out tonight's Nissan keys to the game between the Badgers and the Nittany Lions. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time now for our Nissan keys to the game. Mike, in game one in Madison, the Badgers did a really good job of limiting Penn State's 3-point attempts. You know, in this building, Penn State shoots it really well, but it's kind of that pick your poison because Jalen Pickett's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, but you still got to cover those three-point shooters, don't
no
you?
No doubt. The thing about it is Funk's going to get his shots and his points, ditto for Pickett. The key is, to me, is Seth Lundy. Lundy had only 2 points in Madison, got into foul trouble. Only two times this year he's been held under 10. They've lost both those games. One to the Badgers, the other to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, matter of fact, Lundy took only 3 shot attempts in that game, and 2 of those were inside the arc. Talked about free throw shooting. Patrick and I had a good chat about how the industry trend, fewer attempts throughout college basketball. But it's no secret when you're there. Greg told us, talking to him after the game Sunday, you got to knock them down, and that likely begins with Tyler and Steve because they're the guys most likely to be at the foul line.
Well, you noticed it this morning after the shoot-around. Actually, early this afternoon, Greg Gard put both Wall and Crowell at the free throw line and let them suffer and bear it when they were missing shots. I mean, that's the only way they can play through it. Wisconsin can't win without Tyler Wall.
Yep.
They have to get Tyler Wall back to playing the way he was playing prior to the injury.
To get him going, he had 10-5 in the first game against Penn State. That just 5 points and 1 rebound on Sunday against Northwestern. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody good to go. Isaac Lindsay had to sit out the last game, but he is back in there in uniform tonight for Wisconsin. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Micah Shrewsbury's Penn State Nittany Lions. Coach Shrewsbury in his second year at the helm, 28-26 his record, and his starting five made up as follows. Michael Henn, 6'8", super senior at Bellevue, Washington. This is his fifth college program. He's making his fourth start this season, averaging 3.3 points per game. Seth Lundy, 6'6", senior out of Paulsboro, New Jersey, nearly 15 points, 6 rebounds a contest. Andrew Funk, 6'5", super senior out of Warrington, Pennsylvania, 13 points a game. Cameron Winter, a 6'2 super senior from Hempstead, New York, transfer from Drexel, 7.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, a couple of assists per game. And Jalen Pickett, 6'4 super senior out of Rochester, New York, transfer from Siena, his second year with the Nittany Lions. Pickett averaging 17 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and 7 assists per game. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as he has had here of late. Tyler Wall, 6'9 senior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 12 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2 assists per game. Stephen Krall, a 7-foot junior out of Eagan, Minnesota. Krall averaging 12.7 rebounds, 2.7 assists per game. Max Klesmit, 6'3 junior from Neenah, about 7.5 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Connor Resegian, 6'4 freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, 11 points, 3.5 boards. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the first five, a 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, 12.5 points, 3 rebounds, and 3.2 assists per game. Badgers lead this overall series, and by a lot, in fact, 43-11. Wisconsin has won 17 of the last 18 matchups against Penn State. We are set to go. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Wisconsin and Penn State at the Bryce Jordan Center. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What's the name of the national brand that removes built-up grease, baked-on oil, and heavy road grime easily from your vehicle's engine? That's Gunk. G-U-N-K. As in Gunk Engine Degreaser. Or the new Gunk Degreasing Wipes. Both on sale now at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for only $5.99. Made to deliver a heavy-duty clean, Gunk is now on sale for only $5.99. Only at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup. And traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Goes left side, picked up ball. It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Bryce Jordan Center in University Park, Pennsylvania, alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Daniel Anderson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. A couple of road matchups for Greg Garge group here this week. Penn State tonight and Nebraska on Saturday afternoon. The Huskers, by the way, fell to Michigan tonight in Ann Arbor, 93-72. But as this game goes, make no mistake, this is another really important game, not just for the Badgers, but for Penn State. These are teams trying to enhance that resume, Mike, and get back into the conversation of getting into the NCAA tournament field.
And the one thing the Nittany Lions have been able to do this year consistently is win at home. They've lost only once, 11-1 at the Bryce Jordan Center. That loss came to Michigan State in their Big Ten opener on December 7th. And that was a game that had 12 lead changes, and Spartans didn't put it away until the final minutes. The second half, Penn State shot only 1 of 9 from the three-point arc, and you already brought up how important the triple is to their success as a team. Beyond that, though, They beat Michigan by 22 here. They beat Indiana by 19. Now, they moved a home game with Purdue to the Palestra and led the Boilermakers at halftime, but then just got worn down by that Purdue attack and trying to defend the Giant in the middle. Other than that, though, I think they feel really different and confident about the way they play in this building.
They shoot 49% overall in this building, better than 41% from the three-point line. They do a great job of moving the basketball, 17 assists on average at the Bryce Jordan Center. Those numbers are all considerably better than what they do on the road. Badgers have really controlled this series of late. They've been able to stay undefeated, if you will, as a program against Penn State at the Kohl Center, albeit a three-point win. And they were able to hold Penn State to just 23-point shot attempts. That's eight below their average. There's not a team in the league that shoots the threes. We've talked about more than Penn State. Not only do they shoot it a lot, they knock it down at a good clip. You mentioned Andrew Funk. Like Seth Lundy, as you mentioned, they kept him really quiet in the first game. But he has been on a bit of a roll of late, had a terrific game, albeit in a losing effort against Nebraska. But over his last five games, he's 20 of 39 from the three-point line.
And it was no coincidence that Wisconsin played well at home against Penn State, and that was the first game back for Tyler Wahl. So after he was injured against Minnesota, he missed three games, came back against the Nittany Lions, went 10-5, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Since then, though, the graph has been pointing down for Tyler. He was in double figures his first three back and has been under 10 points in his last three. And you already noted that against Northwestern, Tyler Wahl had one rebound.
Yeah.
In the second half, Tyler Wahl played 17 and a half minutes and took only one shot.
Yeah, that's as un-Tyler Wahl as you can imagine. But it's just a matter of trying to, get back into rhythm. The best players in the conference have rough stretches, and I don't know if that foot's ever going to be quite right the rest of this season, but I know that he has a pretty high pain tolerance, and he's looked pretty good here these last couple of days. We'll see what that translates to here in a game setting, but as you mentioned, they need him, they need Stephen Crowell, they need Chucky Hepburn to all play well together, and that's been a challenge.
Yeah, is it unfair to put so much pressure, that burden, on one player like a Tyler Wahl? Sure it is, but that's just the way of life in this league, and with this roster the way it is formed right now. The Badgers are so heavily dependent on that core three and that starting five because they don't get much off the bench.
As we've talked about with Greg Gard in the pregame show, Penn State can put smaller lineups, and that's what it's done here to start this game, as Michael Henn will be the tallest. He's listed at 6'8". But this smaller lineup has been very productive at times for Micah Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury kind of juggled his starting lineup, went with Caleb Dorsey, who started early in the season, started the first five games, and had started the last three, but I think he just wants a little more offensive punch, and that's why Cameron Winter is back starting for the Nittany Lions.
Transfers, he's one of them. Was a really big scorer at Drexel, better than 1,600 points in 3 years in that program, a three-time All-Conference, All-Colonial Athletic Association performer. 7.5 points at Penn State.
The one thing to watch from the opening tip is who defends Jalen Pickett. In Madison, Greg Gard moved Tyler Wahl on to Pickett in the second half, and he did about as good a job as you could possibly do.
And you figure there will be a rotation on Pickett. His usage is really high. He's doing things that you don't see in today's college basketball. 17 points, about 8 rebounds, and nearly 7 assists per game. Larry Scarrato, Brooks Wells, and Chris Beaver, your officials here tonight. It'll be Henn and Stephen Crowell jumping center as we are set to go. Toss and tap to the Badgers, and they'll move to our right. We are underway at the Bryce Jordan Center, Penn State man-to-man. On the defensive end, as Chucky Hepburn gets it started, a throw to Tyler Wahl, feeds Crowell top of the arc. He's with Michael Henn. Crowell holds and looks. One dribble, flips to Wahl with Seth Lundy, a good defender on Tyler. Takes it off the wing, works to the lane line. Wahl backing, left shoulder turn, a couple of pumps. Now right shoulder turn, flipped it in with the left hand, and a good start for Tyler Wahl, 2-0 Wisconsin.
And a good job by Crowell making sure that Henn didn't get involved on a double team.
Penn State moves to our left. Badgers, of course, man-to-man. Seth Lundy throwing to Henn against Stephen Crowell. Right elbow feeds Funk. Snaps off a three. Left side, good. Andrew Funk, a 41% shooter from distance. It's 3-2 Penn State. You can't give him any space. We talk a lot about Connor Essejian He can get rid of it in a hurry, and Andrew Funk much the same. He's just a lot older. Crowell right of the circle for Wisconsin. One dribble to hand off to Chucky Hepburn. He's against Jalen Pickett. Hepburn, right wing, bounce pass to Crowell. Off the right block, single coverage from Henn. Now a little dig from Pickett. Out to Hepburn, tries a three, right corner, good. Chucky Hepburn drills a triple. Pickett was digging, and that left Hepburn open. 5-3 Wisconsin. A minute 15 gone by. Pickett outside left. He's against Max Klesmet here to start the game. Pickett will throw to Henn, right of the wheel. He is with Crowell. Stephen Crowell defending Henn. Now Henn with a handoff to Cameron Winsor at the left elbow. Winsor, right lane line, mid-post, jumper, air ball. Henn catches out to Lundy, fakes the three, steps up, long two is good for the left wing. And we are tied at five, a minute 40 gone by.
Effective shot fake by Lundy, got Wall out of position.
But the ball is Crowell, right wing for Wisconsin. A pass for Tyler Wall, leaves it for Hepburn, top of the arc. Chucky gives off to Asijan, a pass for Wall, right of the circle, flips to Crowell up top. Stephen, one dribble, hands off to Max Klesmet, curls off the left wing, in the lane, fades, flips 13 feet away, front rim no, rebound Cameron Winter of Penn State. 2:05 gone by, we're tied at five. Lundy steps into a three, left wing, good. Seth Lundy, 45% from distance coming into the game. He was 8 of 13 from long range on Sunday in Lincoln. 8-5 Penn State, 2:20 gone by. Wall left wing, bounces to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell draws the double from Lundy, and now it's back to single coverage as Crowell retreats to the left wing, goes into Wall off the left block. Tyler, left lane line, now in the paint, up left, right hand, no good. Lundy the rebound for Penn State. 8-5 the Nittany Lions, early on at the Bryce Jordan Center. Jalen Pickett off the high screen from Henn. Pickett for three, left side. That's off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Crowell. Pickett doesn't shoot a ton of threes, relatively speaking, but he can. Here's Hepburn off the right wing, and reaching in is Cameron Winter, and he is called for the foul, and that's the game's first.
We talked, too, about Shrewsbury getting a little more offensive punch with Winter in the lineup versus Dorsey. You also get a stronger, more veteran, seasoned player to match up against Chucky Hepburn.
The most experienced team in college basketball, the Penn State Nittany Lions, and a foul before Hepburn got the ball inbounds. I think Lundy was holding Tyler Wall, so Seth Lundy picks up his first foul, the team's second. 8-5 Penn State. We're not quite 3 minutes in. Hepburn baseline left will inbound for Wisconsin. Chucky looking. Try to get it into a siege and knocked away, and that is saved by Andrew Funk. Turnover Wisconsin. Here's Winter in the paint. Hits the break, throws to Lundy, refeeds Winter on the right side, matched up with Tyler Wall right now. Lundy against Hepburn. Loops a pass top of the circle for Michael Henn. And a couple of dribbles, a handoff to Winter. Winter at the top, glides to the right side. Passes off to Funk between the circles, 10 on the shot clock. Andrew Funk against Connor Asijan. Funk works him in the lane, low on the right, runs it up, no good. Rebound to Stephen Crowell of Wisconsin. 3:20 gone by, 8-5 Penn State. Crowell top of the circle. Arts a pass to Klesmet, right corner, goes into Wall, right block, single coverage from Henn. Backing as Wall, left shoulder turn, up right hand, glass and rim, no good. Rebound to Jalen Pickett of Penn State, up the middle to the front court comes Pickett. He'll feed Lundy, steps into a three, right side, around and out, no good. Rebound Crowell, and that's a break for Wisconsin.
Big
that was a good
break.
Look.
Wall was late getting back on defense, and no one picked up Lundy.
Well, Tyler went to the floor. It was, it said, slow to recover. With the ball is Crowell. A shot fake goes inside. Tyler Wall, low on the right, one pump goes up and in off the window. Tyler Wall with 4-8-7 Penn State.
Far more balanced on that shot attempt versus the previous one.
Yeah,
you
no
see
doubt.
The difference, don't
yep,
you?
Absolutely. Yeah, that unbalance made it 5-on-4 for Penn State. Here's Winter on the right side. Nittany Lions lead by one. Winter off the right wing, feeds Funk, deep three, left of the circle. Back iron, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 15:40 left in the half, 8-7 the Nittany Lions. Hepburn to the front court. A little hesitation dribble against Cameron Winter. Gives off to Crowell, hands it back to Chucky. Curls off the left wing to the left elbow, inside feed. Crowell catches in the lane, up and under. Goes up and missed. He was fouled by Henn. Stephen Crowell will go to the free throw line as Henn picks up the first foul for him and the third on Penn State. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 15:28 left of the first half. Penn State 8, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 28 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely, highs level off around 34. Chance for mixed precipitation again tomorrow night, lows around 17. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. 8-7 Penn State leading Wisconsin. 15-28 left of the first half, and Stephen Crowell at the foul line for two shots. First is on the way, and it's no good, too strong.
In that first meeting against Penn State, Crowell had a double-double. He had 21 points and 11 rebounds.
Second free throw attempt coming up for Steven. Shea under 60% at the line this season. He gets the second. So a split for Crowell, and we're tied at 8. Jalen Pickett brings it up for the Nittany Lions. Pickett goes to Kevin Jai, 6'10 freshman out of Centerville, Ohio, on the floor. Hands off to Pickett against Jordan Davis. Pickett working him into the paint. A throw out to Evan Mahaffey, right corner. Back out to Pickett. Pickett against Davis. Dribbles off the right wing. Pickett backing in off the left block, shooting. Clip the right side iron, no good. Carter Gilmore, the rebound for Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court for the Badgers. Hepburn is Sejan Crowell, Gilmore, and Jordan Davis on the floor. Backing is Hepburn against Mahaffey. Good defense for Mahaffey. Now Connor is Sejan drilling off the left wing. Lost control, but was able to save it to Hepburn high on the left. Going to Crowell, 10 to shoot. Hepburn at the top. Chucky to the free throw line. Angles right foul line extended. Jumper in and out, no good. Kebajai the rebound. 14-38 left of the first half, tied at 8. Jalen Pickett, the chest-high right-hand dribble against Jordan Davis. Throws it right side, Cameron Winter. Moving in on a Sejan, a pass for Kebajai. Leaves it for Pickett, top of the circle, off the Jai screen. Running a pass, Pickett goes to Mahaffey, left corner. A flip to Andrew Funk on the left side. Throwing to Jai, 7 to shoot. Jai, top of the circle. Leaves it for Pickett, 4 to shoot. Pickett, left elbow, now takes it to the wing. Jumper away, off the iron, no good. Jordan Davis, the rebound for Wisconsin. 14:07 left in the half, tied at 8. Davis high on the right, loops it inside. Crowell catches, draws the double. Helping Mahaffey is Kebajai. Open man, other corner is Connor Hasegian, who sticks a three from the left corner. Good find by Crowell. Hasegian buries the three.
Hasegian was calling for it. It was a question of whether or not Crowell would see him. He did and executed the pass.
11-8 Wisconsin, 13:45 left of the first half. Pickett against Crowell, left wing, throwing to Funk, refeeds Pickett. Pickett sizing up Crowell. See if Jalen takes him on. And he'll pump fake right elbow. Feeds Mahaffey on the right side. Crowell gets him on the switch. Mahaffey left-hand dribble in the lane. 10-footer. And that's short. No good. Crowell the rebound. I don't know if Steven got a hand on that or not, but the shot was short. Here comes Hepburn. Right side of the front court. Loops it into Gilmore against Pickett. Gilmore right of the lane. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. Crowell with a pass for Hepburn. Bobs off the Crowell screen. Chucky A pass for Gilmore, right point. Carter, bounce feed to Crowell, 12 to shoot. Crowell goes out to a siege, another three straight away. Too long, no good. Kebajai, the rebound. 13 minutes left in the half, 11-8 Wisconsin. Cameron Winter off the left wing, and he gets fouled by Carter Gilmore, and that's the first foul on a Badger here tonight.
We've talked often about Tsegan's quick release on that last shot attempt. He just rushed his shot.
A little bit,
period.
Yep, a little bit. Badgers subbing again. Tyler Wall, Max Klesmet, and Kamari McGee on the floor. Davis and Gilmore stay out there. Kanye Clarice, a 5'11 freshman out of Virginia Beach, on the floor for Penn State. He inbounds, baseline left to Kebajai, gets it back to Clary. He is with Kamari McGee. Funk down left corner, throws it to Clary, feeds Jai top of the circle. And a whistle and a foul is called. They're going to be an offensive foul. Kanye Clary, that'll be his first.
I wonder for Klesmet if his jaw hurts just being on the floor with Clary again.
Yeah, it was a basketball play, and Greg Gard even is saying that, but that was a heck of a shot he took. And that's an understatement. Here's McGee on the right side, Kamari, and there's an illegal screen, Carter Gilmore. So matching empty possessions is now, Gilly has picked up a couple of quick fouls. The first two fouls by Badger players here in this game. 12:36 left in the half, 11-8 Wisconsin. Penn State just 3 of 11 from the field to start the game. 2 of 5 from long range. Jalen Pickett against Jordan Davis. Pickett left elbow. Pickett now retreats above the three-point line. Hands off to Clary. He's with McGee. A throw to Jai. Top of the circle. Inside feed. Clary bobbles. Now gathers along the right baseline. Brings it out to the wing. Locks the dribble against McGee. A little crossover. Right lane line jump is good for Kanye Clary. And it's 11-10 Wisconsin. 12-10 left in the first half. McGee up top for Wisconsin. Throwing to Wall. Bounce pass Gilmore. Great guard leaving Gilly out there with the two fouls early on. Carter top of the circle. Throws to McGee high on the left. Little screen from Gilmore. McGee flips to Jordan Davis. Steps back. Three in the air. Good for Jordan Davis. Did not score against Northwestern. Gets into the scoring column rather quickly here tonight. 14-10 Wisconsin. Here's Funk, a three straight away off the screen. No good off the right side iron. Rebound Tyler Wall. Badgers up four back on offense. Wall pushing front court. To Davis goes back into Wall. Mid post left. Mahaffey defending. Wall one pump low on the left. Goes up. No good off the glass and rim. Kebajai the rebound. 11:25 left in the half. 14-10 Wisconsin. Jalen Pickett to the front court off the Mahaffey screen. Pickett against Davis starting to back him in. Mid post left, backing in the lane. Little dig from Wall. Bounce pass Jai, low on the left. Easy money with the right hand. Yeah, but Jai with his first points, 14-12 Wisconsin, 11:05 left to the break.
Pretty clever on the part of Pickett to get the ball out of the double in the trap.
Max Klesmet throwing to Gilmore at the top of the circle. Gilmore a handoff to McGee. Clary defending him. Now it's Wall, top of the arc. Sends it to Davis, Jordan Davis. There's into Wall, left of the lane. Wall backing on Pickett. Tyler still backing. Backing. Spins to the baseline. Four to shoot. Wall, one pump. Feeds Gilmore. Low on the right. Goes up. Got fouled. Good pump fake by Gilmore. Got Mahaffey up. And then Carter able to draw the foul. It's on Mahaffey, his first. And the team's fifth as we are now at the under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 10:40 left of the first half. Wisconsin 14, Penn State 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. Reprotect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, and Pepsi. 10:40 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, Penn State 12.
Jordan Davis had to be so relieved to see the ball go through the net again. That was his first basket since the Maryland game on January 25th. He'd been scoreless in three straight and five of his last eight. I can't begin to feel what he has been going through, struggling to make a shot.
And then you think of the Ohio State game, he only played about 6 minutes or so. So the minutes have, in some instances, been limited. Good hit from Jordan. He's on the bench right now as the Badgers send out Gilmore, Asija, Wall, Hepburn, and Klesmitz. Carter Gilmore at the free throw line for the Badgers. Michael Henn back in there for Penn State. And Dalian Johnson, 6'3 junior, in the lineup for the first time. Gilmore shooting two, and the first free throw is good. Carter averaging a bit better than 3 points a game, 2.5 rebounds, and he really filled his role well this season. He's played some good defense. Second free throw coming up, straight through. Gilly hits them both, and now he'll come out. As Crowell is back in for the Badgers. 16-12, Wisconsin. And up the floor is Kanye Clary for the Nittany Lions out there with Pickett, Johnson, Henn, and Seth Lundy. Clary between the arcs, throwing to Johnson, covered up by Asijan high on the left. Ryan Johnson, right hand toss to Clary on the right side. A handoff, illegal screen, and that dribble handoff, Clary to Lundy. That has been one of those points of emphasis this season, the illegal screens on dribble handoffs, and Clary finding that out the hard way here in this first half as he comes out with the two fouls. Cameron Winter is back in. 10:23 left in the first half, 16-12 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Max Klesman, left of the circle. He is with Jalen Pickett. Klesman throws it to Crowell, right of the wheel. Crowell kills the dribble. A pass for Hepburn, out top. Goes off the wall, bounce feed to Crowell, backing on hand, single coverage, upright block, and it'll rattle through. First bucket for Stephen Crowell. It's now 18-12, Wisconsin, 10 minutes left in the half.
What a difference from the Northwestern defense that Crowell had to face in the suffocating doubles.
He'll get you on the catch. Hammer the feet of Johnson, streaks down the lane. He'll catch and finish. Valiant Johnson averages 2.5 a game, gets the bucket quickly off the bench for the Nittany Lions. 18-14, Wisconsin, 9:40 left in the half. Crowell with a bounce pass right of the lane for Tyler Wall. Feeds Asijan. Shot fake from three. Dribbles off the right wing. Asijan to the cup. Layup good. Connor fakes the three. Drives low on the left for two. And it's 20-14 Wisconsin. 9:25 left in the first half. Jalen Pickett sets the floor for the Nittany Lions. Matched up with Max Klesman. Pickett a left-hand dribble. Bounce for Henn. Hands it back to Pickett. Pickett with Klesman on him. A throw to Cameron Winter. Cuts off the left wing in the lane. 10-footer good. There's points for Winter, 20-16, Wisconsin, 9:05 left in the half. Hepburn up the right side, gives to Klesman. He'll send it to Wall between the circles. A feed for Crowell, right of the wheel. Stephen Crowell, one dribble, a handoff to Hepburn. Curls off the right wing, Chucky in the lane, pivots, finds Wall in the paint. Nice feed, Crowell low on the right, layup good. Nice feed, Wall to Crowell, 22-16, Wisconsin.
That was a good job, too, by Hepburn, who initiated the action into the paint.
8:40 left in the first half, 6-point lead for the Badgers. Wisconsin 8-14 from the field. Dalian Johnson, right side feed for Cameron Winter, loops it into Pickett. And down goes the Asijan. Pickett will Throw to Winter, feeds Johnson, left side three is short, no good, and a rebound, a foul is called on Crow. He and Hen got tied up, and Crow is called for his first foul. With that, let's pause. Don't pause yet. We'll owe you an ID here in a moment. 8:23 left in the half, 22-16, Wisconsin. Pickett, baseline right. Inbounds to Johnson, right wing, throws to Hen, right foul line extended. Takes it above the three-point line, hands off to Pickett. And setting the screen, Pickett turns it down. He'll drift back out toward half court. Now he'll use the screen. Pickett starts to back, five to shoot, whistle, and a foul called on Klesman. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
14 fouls on Wisconsin. Here's Jalen Pickett now backing on Klesman. Mid-post right, still backing, turns to the block, goes